Hello and welcome to Wikipedia Podden. This is a special episode in English from Wikimania 2019. During the conference, we're making special episodes, interviews with Wikimania attendees to see what they think about Wikimania, what's happening, and what might happen afterwards. Please tune in and listen to our special episodes. This is Wikipedia Podden. This is Jan Einarli, and we're in the basement of the Nordic Museum. I'm here with Emna Mizuni, who have just today been appointed or awarded with Wikimedian of the Year. Oh, how are your first reactions of that?
So, the first reaction would be, oh my god, this is a lot. So, it's an amazing recognition to the work that I did throughout the years as a Wikimedian, serving the movement and trying to help other Wikimedians, trying to help get more content in Wikipedia and Wikimedia Commons, trying to organize conferences and meetups and events, workshops, editathons. When I received the award or the honorable title of Wikimedian of the Year, I had that flashback going throughout the years as an active Wikimedian, and it was great to see how much we achieved and how can we achieve even more.
It was awarded here at Wikimania in Stockholm. What are your first impressions? It's still wrapping up. We are at the closing party. What are your first impressions of Wikimania?
That was a very impressive moment in many ways. In the way that it's the moment where everyone is super happy but super exhausted after a long week with learning days, hackathon, and the main conference, Wikimania. And also it's a moment where everyone is there and wants to finish up with the closing ceremony and go to party. But at the same time, they were all very happy with the announcement. Most of them, they came to me to congratulate me and to say you represent us. That was even more powerful, I guess. That was amazing.
I can only imagine. And you, of course, have quite good insight to Wikimania's previous. How do you feel that this one differs from other ones?
Oh, this one is very different. I mean, every Wikimania is very different. I was co-chairing the program of last Wikimania in Cape Town. This one was basically chaired by Liam White, by himself, but he did not fail this task. The Wikimedia Sweden did not fail this task. It went very smooth, very organized. Everything is perfect and neat in its place. I don't know, as someone who is not involved in the organization of this Wikimania, when I see it from outside, it's everything was done perfectly in many ways. Nobody was complaining about whatsoever. Which doesn't happen a lot. People, they were I think the only complaint was too many sessions in parallel, which is amazing because we had 900 people. How can we host them in one session? So it was a lot of diversity in terms of the content, very good vibes, very welcoming staff and very welcoming volunteers. I think this Wikimania, personally, it treated me very well, but also I see it in everyone attending. It's very good.
That's very great to hear. And last year, when you were co-chairing, that was the first Wikimania with a theme. And this year, the theme was Stronger Together, Free Knowledge and this Global Goals. How did you feel that was incorporated in the sessions that you took part in?
So last year the theme was bridging the knowledge gap, and that was as a huge response to the need in Africa. This year's theme is more global. it's not only Africa, it's the whole world. We're all talking about the Wikimedia strategy, but also we are talking about what the movement has been doing throughout those years. And we put it into perspective with the SDGs. We found them throughout the sessions that I participated in, people, they were doing perfectly things that events, activities, research, data, all of that, they were doing it in a, like, very aligned, in a way very aligned with the SDGs. So it's like it shows how much this movement is impressive, is embedded in everything in our lives, and it goes along with the future that we would like to build.
And from these large questions, if we go to something smaller and maybe personal, what do you take home? Is there any new contacts, any new tools or projects that you didn't hear about that you will think about on your way home or dig into in the next couple of weeks?
So, I mean, one of the things that happened in this Wikimania is a milestone in the history of the movement. Signing a new partnership with the UN to work more on human rights. This is an achievement for the movement, for the foundation. And I think this is something that we all can contribute to in different capacities, in different scales. So I think in the next 2 weeks, I'll be thinking about what I can do to contribute to this.
That's beautiful to hear. And the final question, what do you hope that the other participants, the other Wikimedians that have been here, bring home from Wikimania in Stockholm to their communities or to their projects? What are your hopes and dreams of the outcomes of this Wikimania?
So maybe something that I always did, they get inspired by the projects from other affiliates, and they duplicate that. I always went back from every single Wikimania I attended with an idea that I tried to work on in Tunisia, and I hope that everyone does something like that, or try at least to partner with other affiliates. It's very good to get more contacts and to get more ideas that we can do together. It's also very good to discuss challenges and to seek help from other Wikimedians. Most of the people who attended the closing ceremony were in their first Wikimania. That means they are learning a lot, and I guess if they come back to their countries and ask for help from the long-term Wikipedians and Wikimedians, that would be great, and we can achieve even more.
Oh yes, I sure hope that your hopes come true. Thank you, Emna, for being on Wikipedia Podden, and congratulations once again.
Thank you so much, my pleasure.
This was a special episode of Wikipedia Podden. My name is Jan Einarli, and I will soon be back here again.